It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This past Saturday, Governor Corbett's Department of Environmental Protection published a draft plan intended to reduce dangerous smog pollution that puts nearly two-thirds of Pennsylvanians' health at risk. However, some feel the expected plan falls short, failing to get and set meaningful limits on smog-causing pollution from the state's largest emitters, coal-fired power plants. Among those who feel that way is Kim Teplitsky. She's Deputy Press Secretary of the Sierra Club. She joins us in Studio A. Kim Teplitsky, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And we welcome your comments. We'll give the number out here shortly. We also have requested the presence of a representative of the Pennsylvania DEP. The response from the PADEP was, quote, "Unfortunately, we will not be able to provide a representative from the department for an interview on Monday, April 21st, end quote. So, Kim Teplitsky, how bad, first of all, is the smog program, is the smog problem in Pennsylvania?
It's pretty bad, especially as we start to approach summer. Smog is one of the biggest threats to public health in our area. And smog pollution has been likened to breathing in when you breathe in smog pollution, it's like getting a sunburn on your lungs. What that means is that it makes it harder to breathe. You get that burning sensation in your throat and cause coughing, asthma attacks, heart attacks, and as a result of those, even premature death. And unfortunately, smog is bad for everyone. It's particularly bad for kids, for seniors, for people with asthma, and really anyone who works, plays, or exercises outdoors. And all of southwestern Pennsylvania has been designated as an area with unsafe air quality by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency because of our high levels of smog pollution.
So in what ways does this plan unveiled by Governor Corbett on Saturday fall short?
Unfortunately, Governor Corbett's recently proposed smog plan fails to cut pollution from the state's largest source of smog-causing pollution, coal-fired power plants. Coal plants are responsible for a full quarter of all of the smog-causing pollution in the state, and the plan would actually fail to reduce emissions from those plants really at all. In fact, under the proposed plan by Governor Corbett, coal plants could produce even more pollution than they are right now. It's taking us in the wrong direction.
And you've stated that the Sierra Club and other environmental and public health groups have been working with the state DEP to strengthen this plan. So how so?
So we've been meeting with DEP. We worked with them through a stakeholder process where we made a number of suggestions, including suggesting that they have stronger limits on pollution from coal-fired power plants. We can really do a lot to clean up smog pollution in this region if we actually take action to reduce pollution from these plants. Most of the plants in the state already have the modern pollution controls to reduce pollution. They're simply not using those controls consistently.
Why is that? Why wouldn't they, if they had the means at their disposal, why wouldn't they use it? And why wouldn't the state of Pennsylvania enforce that?
So it does cost the owners of coal plants something to run these pollution controls. But the fact is that there are children going to the hospital with asthma attacks who don't need to be going to the hospital for asthma attacks in the state because these plants are producing more pollution than they need to.
We're discussing Governor Corbett's newly unveiled draft plan for reducing smog pollution with Kim Teplitsky of the Sierra Club. You can join the conversation by calling 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address is esspgh@wesa.fm. On Twitter at esspgh. Follow the conversation at #EPLive. What do you think of the governor's plan for dealing with smog pollution? Does it go far enough? 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. If you are suffering from some of the health effects that you've heard Kim discuss here on the program, we'd also like to hear from you. Share with us just how smog and pollution in Pennsylvania, particularly from these coal-fired plants, affects you. 412-246-2002 is the number to call. Kim, we were talking about how most of the state's coal plants already have technology installed that can dramatically reduce dangerous and deadly smog-causing pollution, and that they don't use it. What is it that they have at their disposal, and how does it work?
So it's a state-of-the-art technology called selective catalytic reduction, which is a wonky term for basically – it's technology that helps pull pollution out of the air before it gets into the air. Pollution like nitrogen oxides, which is also called NOx. NOx is a precursor to smog. So by reducing this pollution from coal plants, we can take a dramatic chunk of the smog out of the air and help clean up the air for people in this region. And so that's what these pollution controls are supposed to be doing. These coal plants installed this pollution cutting technology in order to cut pollution, but they're not using it, which means that people in this area are suffering needlessly from worse asthma attacks and heart attacks and trouble breathing.
So one thing I'd like to clarify is, does the state have some means at its disposal to require coal plants to use the pollution controls that they already have?
Yes, and that's exactly what this plan is supposed to do. So the purpose behind this plan is to help clean up the air because so much of the state is in areas that have unsafe air quality. And the best, cheapest, most effective way to clean up the air would be to actually force coal plants to use these controls on a regular basis to actually reduce pollution. It's the cheapest and quickest way to clean up our air in this region and across the state. And that's what this plan can do. It can set limits that require coal plants to use the controls that they already have.
And so are they going to do that? Is that going to happen?
Well, the plan is open for public comment starting now for the and through June 30th. And there's going to be a public hearing coming up in Pittsburgh on May 27th. So the public is highly encouraged to comment on this plan. Let Governor Corbett and the DEP know that you want a stronger plan that's going to reduce pollution from coal-fired power plants.
Is Pennsylvania currently in violation of the Clean Air Act?
Pennsylvania has 17 counties that include nearly two-thirds of the entire population of the state who live in areas with air that's deemed as unsafe. And that means that they're in violation of federal standards for smog.
And how were what are the standards and how were they developed?
So the EPA has a committee of scientists that look at how much smog is safe to breathe, at what level does it harm your health. And they use that science to set standards so that states like Pennsylvania know what's going to be safe for their residents. And so that's the standard that we're looking at. And this plan is supposed to help get Pennsylvania's air cleaner so that we can meet that health protective standard that's been set by the EPA. And unfortunately, Pennsylvania's problem is so bad, we're looking at nearly two-thirds of the population who have areas that don't meet that health protective standard, which means their air is unsafe to breathe and people are at risk.
Now, presumably, you've brought this to the attention of the State Department of Environmental Protection. You're working with them, you say. If that's the case, and what you are articulating as strongly as you are is that this simply – that all of this – pollution control, all of this falls short and that our environment is being damaged, it doesn't sound like the relationship works well at all.
I think that's right. We've requested meetings with DEP about this plan, have not been granted those meetings. We engaged with them through a stakeholder process where the Sierra Club and other organizations like the Clean Air Council gave significant comments saying this plan is not strong enough to protect the health of people who live in our region. We need to cut pollution from coal plants in order to clean up the air so it's safer for people to breathe. And unfortunately, they did not heed those initial comments. They've released a draft plan that's completely inadequate for reducing pollution from coal plants. And so now it's really up to the public is the next phase to make sure that people weigh in, let the DEP know, let Governor Corbett know that this plan falls short, that we need protections, that we need limits on pollution from coal-fired power plants that are making people sick in our region.
And I would remind our listeners once again that we did reach out to the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection. We invited a representative from the organization to be on this program with Kim Teplitzky, with the representative of the Sierra Club, who is certainly very vehemently opposed to the plan that has been released, who has been very critical of their efforts on the part of not only the governor but the Department of Environmental Protection. And the response we got was that there was no one available to be here to take part in this conversation today. We weren't really given a reason as to why. And it is certainly disheartening because clearly a conversation needs to take place. Is there – and I should put our number out there if you would like to join the conversation, 412-246-2002, the number to call, 412-246-2002 to join this conversation about the published draft plan intended to reduce dangerous smog pollution that is putting nearly two-thirds of Pennsylvanians' health at risk. It was released over the weekend on Saturday, and critics who represent various environmental organizations, including the Sierra Club, criticizing this plan, saying it falls short. What do you think? What do you think needs to be done to clean up the air in Pennsylvania? How is it impacting you? Are you noticing the effects of smog in the air, or maybe you don't feel that it's impacting you at all? Either way, we'd like to get your feedback at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002, the number to call to take part in the conversation. Now that this plan has been released, what happens next?
So people will be commenting, and there will be three public hearings across the state. So hopefully, you know, we hope millions of people comment and say that this plan isn't good enough, that we need a stronger plan to reduce pollution from coal plants and clean up our air. After the plan, the public comment period closes, the DEP will go back and hopefully revise the plan and strengthen it to make it a plan that's actually going to work to clean up the air. And at that point, they submit the plan to the EPA for review.
What is a smog plan that would work?
So what we need is a plan that's going to require coal plants to reduce their pollution by using modern available technology that most of them already have. We also need to make sure that this is a plan that's going to hold polluters accountable so that they can't make bad air days worse. One of the other problems with the plan is that it would allow plants to keep emitting more and more pollution on days that are already bad air days, those red and orange alert days. So we need to make sure the plan takes that into account and ensures that polluters can't make our air even worse on already bad air days.
How is the quality of the air measured? Who does that? And what are the numbers that we need to stay below in the opinion of the Sierra Club, for example, to make the air breathable and safe?
So we believe it's important to meet the EPA's health protective standard for smog pollution. That means that's a standard that's developed with scientists looking at how smog actually impacts people's health. Unfortunately, the federal standard for that is probably not as strong as it should be, and there's an ongoing process right now at the federal level to strengthen that. And so,
what is the standard, though? Do we know? Okay. If we don't know what the standard is, then how do we know what the state DEP has to do to be within that standard?
Well, we know what the standard is, and DEP knows what the standard is. So there's, you know, a formula and calculation that happens so that it's very clear what levels of smog pollution the state needs to meet and certain counties need to meet. And so that's what DEP is supposed to be working within to make sure that they clean up our air to meet that health protective standard. And like I said, unfortunately, the biggest problem is that they're not limiting pollution from coal plants that would help us do that. The quickest and easiest way to do that would be to cut pollution from the single largest source of pollution, coal-fired power plants, which we can do right now. Most of the state's plants, if you look at how much pollution they put out over the course of several years, you can see that they're able to reduce their pollution significantly. In fact, most of them are polluting 40% more right now than in times they have in the past. We know it's possible for these coal plants to limit pollution. They're simply just not doing it.
Does the average Pennsylvanian, are they aware of how this is impacting their health? Because if you haven't lived in other parts of the country, you may not even know.
I think that most people are, and I think it's, you know, those air alert days that we get when you have those orange alert days and red alert days where parents are told to keep their kids indoors, when seniors are told that they can't go out for their daily walk, when people are told not to go for their morning jog. So I think people are really aware of that. And I think people in this region also know, you know, when they have that trouble breathing, when the air feels heavy, when you feel like you've got that burning sensation in your lungs, that's smog pollution that's doing that. And we can actually reduce smog right now.
412-246, the number to call to join the conversation with Kim Teplitsky of the Sierra Club, talking about the Governor's Department of Environmental Protection Agency draft plan released over the weekend to deal with smog pollution in Pennsylvania. Let's go to Lisa on the south side. Lisa, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I just wanted to make a general comment about the pollution and how it's affecting my personal health. Sometimes I actually live on the south side, and sometimes during the evenings, it seems to be on clear evenings mostly, that this smell comes into my house, and it's so bad that it actually makes me nauseous, and I have to close the windows. And it's been so bad sometimes that I've actually tried to find organizations in Pittsburgh or somebody to call to complain, And it seems like there really isn't any place that you can go to. I actually called the health organization or something. And of course I got put on hold, or I couldn't get through to anybody. But I think it really is affecting people's health, and they just don't really have anywhere to go to. I mean, it almost feels like we're helpless here in order to protect our own health.
Now, and Lisa, you mentioned a smell. Is it affecting your breathing in any way?
It is. I mean, it's not only my breathing, but it makes me sick whenever this smell comes through. And the only organization I was able to ask about, actually on Twitter, they said that it's probably from the coal-fired power plants at night. And when the wind blows a certain direction, it actually goes up into the houses. And we are powerless here as far as how we can protect our own health. And I think that this conversation is great that you're having. And I find it very disappointing that the Environmental Protection Agency isn't really wanting to protect us. I mean, what can we do here to help the situation?
Well, that's a very good question. What can Lisa and others do? It sounds like what Lisa's saying is that these plants are the coal plants going around the clock the way the steel mills used to?
It really depends on the plant and the time of day. But there's six major coal plants within 60 miles of Pittsburgh that are polluting more than they need to right now. And I think, unfortunately, they're just one of many threats to our air quality in the area. And I would encourage anyone who's dealing with acute problems like Lisa's describing to get in touch with the DEP and with the Allegheny County Health Department as well to make sure that you're recording your concerns and problems. And I would also encourage Lisa and everyone else out there to go ahead and comment on this plan. You can do it if you go to sc.org/cutsmog. We have a way for you to get online and submit a comment to DEP asking for a stronger plan. So this is a great opportunity for people to actually take action right now to help clean up our air in the region.
And what was that address again?
sc.org/cutsmog, all lowercase.
Okay, sc.org/cutsmog. Let's go to Jackie in Beaver. Jackie, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi there. Am I on?
Yes, you are. You are on with Kim Thaplinski. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for taking my call. And I'd like to applaud Kim and the Sierra Club for speaking out on this. And hopefully we could get more people actively involved in the really dire environmental situations that are out there. My question to Kim is, my concern is climate change at this point. All the reports clearly indicate that it's catastrophic or will be catastrophic and that we're seeing the impacts today. Could she comment on the head of the DEP? He appears to be a skeptic. How can we force any action on climate change or coal power plants, without... A leader that's grounded in science.
Jackie,
I'll take your answer off the air.
Jackie, thank you. And first of all, does climate change figure into this? Does it impact the effects of pollution or make them worse than they might otherwise be?
Certainly pollution from these same coal-fired power plants is also contributing to climate disruption. And one of the biggest issues for people in this area, when you look at changing weather patterns in a warmer world, that's going to be in more and more of these hot summer days where we have these red and orange action alert days. So more hot days means more days where the air is unsafe to breathe. And I think that's one of the biggest problems. So certainly we need to be reducing climate-disrupting pollution from coal-fired power plants. We also need to be reducing every other kind of pollution from coal-fired power plants. And I think that, as far as the DEP goes, this plan is just another example of how Governor Corbett's DEP is failing all of us Pennsylvanians. The fact that our Department of Environmental Protection is failing to limit pollution from one of the largest sources of pollution in our state is really problematic. And I think the buck really goes back to the buck stops at Governor Corbett. He's failing our families. He's failing our communities. He's failing to clean up our air at a time when it's so clear and so simple to do so. All they need to do is require these coal plants to use the pollution-cutting technology that they already have. They simply need to turn it on and run it consistently, and that will make tremendous gains in terms of cleaning up our air.
Daryl on Twitter asks, does this plan have side benefits for also reducing fly ash? And he also says, perhaps I'm cynical, but the timing by Governor Corbett seems politically motivated. And that is Daryl on Twitter. His question again, does this plan have side benefits for also reducing fly ash?
So fly ash is another pollution problem with burning coal-fired power plants. This plan in particular is looking at air pollution from these plants, but there's a number of other ways to reduce all sorts of pollution from coal plants, whether it's fly ash or water pollution. There's a number of rules that the EPA is looking at strengthening to make sure that coal plants are held accountable for their pollution for things like fly ash. But the big thing is that we should be looking at every opportunity to reduce every kind of pollution that threatens our health, whether it's, you know, ash and waste from coal plants or it's air pollution from coal plants like nitrogen oxides that cause smog.
Kim Teplitsky of the Sierra Club joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh. Thank you so much for being with us, and we will stay on top of this issue.
Thanks so much, Paul.
And again, I want to remind our listeners that we did put in a request with the Department of Environmental Protection to have a representative take part in the program, and unfortunately, none was available. Coming up, from NFL to LGBTQ activism, a conversation with former pro football player Wade Davis. When Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.